This is FYI. I'm David Phillips. On the phone with me, I have Trinidad State President Dr. Rhonda Epper. Doctor, pleasure to have you back on the program.
It's good to be with you again.
I know since last time we spoke, you have an additional announcement to make concerning Trinidad State. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Right. Well, this is a special program we're offering for our local high school seniors who have been concurrent enrollment students with us this year. We are able to offer them free tuition for the fall semester at Trinidad State.
Now, when you say concurrent enrollment, what does that mean to our listeners?
So those are students who have been enrolled concurrently as a student at Trinidad State and at their local high school. So they're getting dual credit, both for their high school level class and for a college class. And we have this program through 23 different high schools in our 8-county service area. Overall, it's about 240 students who have been enrolled as concurrent enrollment students with us this semester.
How did the funding come about to be able to offer those scholarships?
So this is through the Federal CARES Act, which is stimulus money that has been provided to colleges and universities throughout the nation to help offset some of the costs that have been incurred due to the disruption from the coronavirus. There is a few specific federal requirements with how those funds can be used, and one of them related to the student funding is that it has to be for students who were enrolled with the college during spring semester 2020. So that's why it's only available for those students who were enrolled with us. And for this program, we're making it available to concurrent enrollment students so that they can take advantage of that benefit with us next year as students in the fall.
This is a great offer for those students. Is there a limited amount of funding available for these students? Is it basically on a first-come, first-served basis until the funds dry up?
That's right. There is a limited amount. We are hoping to be able to accommodate as many requests as come through, and we just want to make sure that our community is aware that this offer is available because we know that a lot of families are maybe reconsidering what their plans are for fall semester. Students may have been thinking of going away to college and now are reconsidering that decision in light of the uncertainties that are out there. And so the option to stay close to home, to go to your local community college at a really affordable price is, I think, an attractive option for a lot of students and families. And so we just want the community to know that we're here, we're trying to help, and this is an option that I think it's an amazing opportunity.
For those students who don't qualify, there is also the Learn Local Scholarship. Can you tell our listeners about that scholarship opportunity for those students who may not qualify for the funding that we just talked about?
Sure. So if you're a high school senior and you happen to not have been a concurrent enrollment student, we have other scholarships that are available for any student who's in our 8-county service area. There's a Learn Local Scholarship, which is basically the equivalent of one class, a 3-credit-hour class, and it's available every semester for up to 2 years. That's a great value as well. It's about an $800 per year value. That, when you combine it with other scholarships we offer in the way of merit scholarships, so if you're a student that has a 3.0 grade point average or higher, you can qualify for additional scholarships of up to 6 credit hours. And when you combine that with the Learn Local, that's 9 credit hours per semester. That's actually very close to what this full tuition scholarship is for the concurrent enrollment students. So we really try to do right by our local students in making it very attractive and very affordable for them to come to Trinidad State.
I know that in our immediate listening area, that's for students in Los Animas, Huerfano, and Alamosa counties. I know there are some other counties outside of our listening area that also can get this Learn Local Scholarship, but that is great for all of the students within our listening area to do that. Since I have you on the phone, can you give us an update about summer and fall courses at Trinidad State?
Yes, absolutely. I'd like for all of your listeners to know that we are open for business for both summer and fall. Summer classes are primarily going to be remote instruction. Students can take classes at specific times, and they'll be meeting with their instructor, but primarily remotely through options like Zoom and online delivery. For fall, we are planning to have face-to-face classes in our traditional campus settings in Trinidad and in Alamosa. We're excited to be rolling out some new programs in the fall. I think are going to receive a lot of attention in the community and a lot of interest. One of them is a Bachelor of Science in Nursing. This will be our first bachelor's program ever. Applications are open now for the BSN program. We're also starting a new business degree program that we're calling TGIF. And that program meets only on Fridays. And it's an Associate of Arts in Business that's transferable to any four-year public institution in the state of Colorado. That one will have a combination of online and face-to-face delivery, but it only meets on Fridays.
And a lot of people, if they can make that plan ahead, can get the time off from their employers to be able to do that Friday instruction, I'm sure. It seems like even before the pandemic, there were some great ideas going on at Trinidad State. And of course, things had to change during the pandemic and post-pandemic. But it really sounds like you and all of the team at Trinidad State has worked very hard to make sure that every type of instruction is available now and in the future for this very uncertain time that we just kind of happened to have just a few months ago.
That's correct. Our career and technical education classes, we've really been challenged with through the pandemic because we had to suspend face-to-face instruction. Those classes will be resuming this summer to finish up the spring semester. And then in the fall, we'll be running all of those same classes in our traditional programs like nursing and gunsmithing, all of those great CTE programs we offer. But a few new ones are coming up that I would love for your listeners to know about. One is in construction trades. That's going to be launching in the fall. We also have trail building, which is an exciting program that we're working on in cooperation with the organizers of our new state park at Fisher's Peak. Technical theater is another new program that we're really excited to launch in conjunction with a renovation that's going to be happening with the Massari Theater, and also in partnership with our local arts initiatives that are happening around Trinidad. So we're really excited about those three new programs and hoping that we'll get a lot of student interest in the fall.
Well, I'd like to commend you that in the short amount of time you've been at Trinidad State, a lot of those programs you just talked about, the mission or idea of a community junior college is to provide those needs for instruction in the local area. And boy, having the trail program that you talked about in the beautiful weather that we have and the beautiful scenery that we have is just a win-win scenario. So I do congratulate you for that. And I know a lot of these programs take a lot of time behind the scenes before you're able to introduce them into the community. And once again, I just want to give you a really pat on the back, Dr. Epper, for as much as Trinidad State's done for the local community in the past and as we look forward to the present and future.
Well, thank you so much. I really do believe that your community college, which is Trinidad State Junior College, is going to be important to the economic revitalization that is going to be happening as we come out of this pandemic. We're all going to have to pull together as a community, and we all have important roles to play. So we're in there. We're ready to help and ready to meet the needs.
The toll-free number to call for this scholarship program is 1-800-61-TSJC. Locally, the number, I believe, is 846-5530. Is that the right number for them to call about the scholarship opportunities at Trinidad State?
That's correct. And, of course, our website at trinidadstate.edu.
Once again, we have Dr. Rhonda Epper from Trinidad State on the phone visiting with us about these great scholarship and program opportunities. We appreciate you visiting with us yet again, and we look forward to talking with you hopefully in the next couple of weeks if there are more exciting programs to announce.
Always a pleasure.